Good afternoon. It's been a while since we've done a recording and talked about resistance, but we thought today would be a good day to do that. We want you to understand that resistance is resistance, and that if you're trying to not be resistant, you're still resistant. You have to understand that you have to surrender to the life experience in what it caused you to feel. And in that way, allow that negativity or that emotion that you are feeling to be released from you, in the knowing that the moment that you felt that resistance, in the moment that you called out to the universe your preference, because that's what you did, you don't need to hold it anymore. You don't need to keep asking. The moment that you let that emotion out of your body, that preference is created instantaneously. Now you're getting the idea of how silly it is to keep holding on to resistance. I want it, I want it, I want it. I don't like it, I don't like it, I don't like it. Why would you continue resisting against what's already created? Why would you not just notice I had a preference? I sent out an emotion in the way that a situation made me feel. And now I know that the universe has received me. And then I can let go of that. I don't need to keep resisting. And another thing you don't need to do is to pretend that you're not resistant. That's another thing humans like to do. They like to stuff their emotions down, swallow them hard, and pretend they are not feeling them. That doesn't work either. That's building up resistance inside of yourself against yourself. So either you're resisting someone else or you're resisting yourself, aren't you? Neither of which will get you the flow that you want. If you could just go about living your life and let whatever stinky thing that comes to you out, and you could surrender, my life experience is causing me to emote right now, and I know that I'm creating a preference, the resistance would quickly evaporate from your field, and you would start to get into flow. You would start to have things show up that have been created the moment that you felt something. Don't deny yourself your feelings. Don't try to stuff them down. Don't try to make them go away. If you continue to move this way, that resistance that you were applying towards someone else, you are now just redirecting it at yourself. And it's all one thing. We've told you this before. There's nothing you can do to yourself, nothing you can do to another that's not coming right back around to bite you in the you know what. So get real steady about what it is that you are feeling and just wave the flag. Just surrender to it in the way that you feel, and know that the universe has received you and that your request is coming in short order, but it's never going to come by denying what you felt, and it's never going to become to you by making someone else the problem, the cause of your resistance, because you're still hanging on to it. It's not about right and wrong. It's not about any of that. It's about feeling and releasing. That's what it's about. Things will change in time. As you start to get this understanding, and not making such a big deal out of negativity, not pushing against it so hard and fervently, you won't have the problems that you're having. Pretty soon you'll get into the flow state and you'll realize I can feel any way that I want to. And as long as I release it and allow myself my experience and the way that I felt in it, I can actually step into the flow from the universe. And I can start creating in happiness and joy, moving into the fifth dimension of creating. No longer do I suffer. I feel a feeling. I don't judge it. I don't condemn it. I release it to the universe. And I know and I trust that what it is that I am really wanting to feel satisfied is being culminated and it's coming to me. There'll be this relief that comes over you. There'll be this ease that comes over you. There'll be this new way of living where you're no longer policing, where you're no longer going to change yourself, where you're no longer judging yourself or someone else. You'll just happily go about your experience, feeling and releasing. And after a while, the good things that will come and flow will make you so happy, so ecstatic in your experience, that you'll no longer create from suffering anymore, that you will be happy about what is coming to you and rewarded by your life experience. Good day.